As of last Friday, Bill Gates is no longer the largest individual shareholder at Microsoft. He has been the largest shareholder since the mid-70s. Todd Bishop is co-founder of the Seattle-based tech news site GeekWire. He joins us to talk about this and other issues. Hello, Todd.
How's it going, Steve?
That's good. Why is this significant?
You know, this is essentially the first time in Microsoft's history that Bill Gates is not the largest shareholder, and it comes at a time of great transition for Microsoft overall, this just being the latest symbol of that change. And the fascinating thing is that Steve Ballmer, the former CEO, is now the largest individual shareholder.
Really?
Yes. They both own just under 4% of the outstanding shares. But now Bill Gates, with this latest transaction, is below Ballmer. And of course, this is because Gates has been withdrawing his shares, essentially, and selling them to fund the operations of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to essentially endow the philanthropy that he's been pursuing.
What about Ballmer? What's he endowing?
You know, Ballmer, I think, has done philanthropic work on a smaller scale at a more under the radar way. But I think it will be interesting to see if he ends up doing some more of that now that he's out of the CEO's office and has more time. Probably depends on how quickly he can get his hands on an NBA franchise.
There's that.
Yes.
There's that. That's right. What about Satya Nadella? He seems to be taking the company in a different direction. What did he do last week?
So last week, the big news was that Microsoft reversed course and decided at least once to release a security patch for Internet Explorer on Windows XP, which the company had previously said it was not going to do anymore.
And was that Internet Explorer hole, was it throughout Internet Explorer or just on the XP?
It was throughout Internet Explorer, but the big question was whether Microsoft would come back and include Windows XP among the operating systems, the versions of the operating system that it released the patch for Internet Explorer. And at first, the company showed signs that it was not going to release that patch, and then it came back and it did what, in the end, was probably the short-term right decision for the consumer and a difficult position for the company to take, because now they're going to have to try and convince all those people who are still on Windows XP to upgrade using something of a weak argument, because now they're going to say, well, yeah, just this once we released a patch, but in the future we're not. So it was, to me, a sign of the new Microsoft, of being willing to compromise a little bit more, to be a little bit more pragmatic. And I do believe that that is something you're seeing under Satya Nadella.
I mean, don't we want them to be responsible to their products even as they move forward?
Absolutely. Windows XP, though, is more than 12 years old at this point, and there's a case to be made that 25% of the world that's using Windows XP needs to move on. And so it's a question of, which battle do you choose? Do you choose the short-term battle or the long-term battle? And I thought it was fascinating, the choice that they made.
Todd Bishop is co-founder of GeekWire. In other tech news, the Attorney General Bob Ferguson of Washington State is going after a Kickstarter campaign. Tell us about this case.
Yeah, this is a fascinating case. It involved a card game made by a gentleman out of Nashville, Tennessee. It happened to receive backing on Kickstarter, which is, of course, the crowdfunding online portal where you can throw your money at any project you want and hope that they're going to meet their goals and deliver for you. In this case, they did meet their goals for this card game called Asylum, ironically, perhaps. And it turns out that so far, at least, this gentleman from Nashville has not delivered on the card game that these people spent money on.
Very specific goals and very specific time frame that he had laid out?
That's right. And Attorney General Ferguson last week filed suit against this person. His name is Ed Nash, essentially alleging fraud on behalf of the Washington State consumers who were caught up in this.
So he got involved because they complained?
That's right. And I actually asked the Attorney General's office, like, why? Why now? And why this? And it was because there were Washington State consumers involved. They received complaints. But also, this is just a straight fraud case in many ways, that it just happens to be that Kickstarter is the platform. And Kickstarter projects, people who run them, essentially agree when they post those projects that if they meet their goals, they are under a legal obligation to deliver on the prizes and the products that they promise to the people who back them.
Mm. So. Does this affect any other crowdfunding sites?
You know, I think it essentially, not in this case, not these crowdfunding sites. Well, it sends a signal to the broader world that, hey, this is not just the Wild West out there, that even though it is a new form of fundraising for companies and projects and even the arts, that the people who make promises on these platforms need to live up to them. And if not, they face the same kind of potential legal action that they face in, quote, the real world.
Well, speaking of promises, Amazon announced they were going to raise the price of Amazon Prime, but they're also improving some Amazon Prime perks.
That's right. So lots of P's there. The Prime is going up from $79 a year to $99 a year. The latest twist is that Amazon is offering same-day shipping on a special benefit to Prime members. You can pay $5.99 per order if you're in one of Amazon's same-day shipping markets, including Seattle.
Seattle, Phoenix, San Francisco right now.
Exactly. And then if you order by noon, you can get it by 9 o'clock at night, same day delivery. And so this is really a place where Amazon is trying to very, very quietly add benefits to Prime. It costs more per order for non-Prime members, and it also costs additional money per item that you order. But for Prime members, it's a flat $6 charge. And Amazon's really just trying to say, hey, yeah, we raised it $20, but we're giving you all these other benefits at the same time.
For six more bucks.
That's right.
For order.
It's quote free.
Yeah. Todd Bishop is the co-founder of GeekWire. You can find their work at GeekWire and all throughout the various platforms of the world, including radio. Good to talk to you again, Todd.
Thank you, Steve.
This is The Record.